This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds. Last night, the governor of Missouri deployed the National Guard to Ferguson in an effort to subdue the protests. People have been filling the streets of Ferguson for nearly 10 days now, protesting the death of Michael Brown, an 18-year-old African-American who was shot 6 times by a white police officer in the street. This event has caused an outcry all over the United States. Silent vigils have been held from New York to Seattle, and pulsing underneath is deep-seated racial tensions and inequalities. Pulsing underneath are deep-seated racial tensions and inequalities. John Talton is economics columnist for the Seattle Times, and he's written about the economics of Ferguson, Missouri, and he joins us now. Thank you so much for coming back again, John.
My pleasure, Ross.
What is the economic backstory to what's going on in Ferguson?
Well, there are so many unanswered questions, and I don't want to make it seem as if economics are determinative of everything. But Ferguson is a classic example of an inner-ring suburb that was white, has now gone to 67% African-American. The suburbs are now the new epicenter of poverty in America, and this has been happening through the 2000s. It's gotten worse in the 2008 recession and continues to get worse. When you look at unemployment, for instance, it's much higher in Ferguson than it is in the state. When you look at poverty, it's much higher. Now, if you look at national numbers, African-American unemployment was 12.2% in July. And for whites, it's about 5.6%. What you've seen happen with these inner-ring suburbs, much like many of the inner cities, is a concentration of poverty, a difficulty in getting to employment centers because we don't fund mass transit in this country, and a lot of people don't have cars. We're one of the very few advanced countries that doesn't have free daycare for mothers, and so it's very difficult for them to work. We did away with welfare, as we know it, under President Clinton, and so we don't have much of a safety net. And then because of a host of issues, globalization, offshoring, trade deals, we have taken away so many of the factory jobs that at one time went to lower skilled folks. Then when you're dealing with minorities, and especially with African Americans, you do have a history of racism. And they were kept out of jobs for decades and decades. They were unable to amass the intergenerational wealth that whites, in many cases, not in all cases, take for granted. When under segregation, they were able to build intergenerational wealth. Sometimes whites rioted and burned down the segregated business districts. This most notoriously happened in the black section of Tulsa in the 1920s.
We're talking about the tensions of these inner-ring suburbs around major American cities, which includes Ferguson, Missouri. And, of course, there's been a lot of tension there over the last couple of weeks. Now, there are a lot of inner-ring suburbs, and you could see where quickly changing demographics would challenge areas like that for a number of reasons, some of which you've mentioned. Are there any metropolitan areas where there's been a streaming out of minorities into these suburbs where they've avoided these kind of economic disparities?
Well, we have to recognize that there has been an astounding rise in the black middle class and upper middle class since the end of segregation, and this is a great American achievement. So you see this all over. You no longer see de jure segregation, deed covenants, zoning, things like this. So there is class at work as well as race. You can go to any major metropolitan area, and of course Atlanta is the epicenter of this, and you will see very well-off African Americans living in the suburbs alongside whites or in largely well-off upper middle-class African American suburbs. But whether you're talking about minorities or whites, poverty is rising in the suburbs. Economic opportunity is declining for almost everybody. And there's naturally going to be tensions as a result.
Are there any suburbs right around the Puget Sound that have a similar economic demographics as we see in Ferguson?
Seattle is interesting in that it is almost becoming a European-like city where the low-income areas are outside the city, and the city itself becomes more and more and more prosperous. And this is different than you see in almost every major American metropolitan area. I don't want to name names, but sure, there's a host of suburban areas in King County that have higher poverty, that have lower wages, where people go who can't afford to live in Seattle, but they have to come to Seattle, which is why we need a good bus system. But absolutely, we see that. Now, there's a lot more going on in Ferguson than just the economics. But yes, we can't be complacent here.
John Talton joins us regularly on The Record. He's the economics columnist for the Seattle Times, and you can read his blog, Rogue Columnist. You'll find his work online, or we've got links to it at our website, kuow.org. I'm Ross Reynolds. This is The Record.